London, 1912.
Women do not have the calmness of temperament or the balance of mind to exercise judgment in political affairs.
If we allow women to vote, it will mean the loss of social structure. Women are well represented by their fathers, brothers, husbands.
Once the vote was given, it would be impossible to stop at this. Women would then demand the right of becoming MPs, cabinet ministers, judges.
For decades, women had peacefully campaigned for equality and the right to vote. Their arguments were ignored. In response, Emmeline Pankhurst, leader of the suffragette movement, called for a national campaign of civil disobedience. This is a story of one group of working women who joined the fight. Suffragette. Back in the laundry room, the women are hard at work. Violet Miller rushes in.
All right, Mrs. Miller! Mrs. Miller!
Don't you ignore me.
Sorry, Mr. Taylor.
Late again?
Oh, I'm barely late. It's only just
Shut your mouth. You listen to me. It's the second time you've been late. You've only been here 3 weeks.
I ain't been late.
Don't answer me back, Mrs. Miller, I'm telling you.
Sorry.
You want me to dismiss you? Is that it?
No, Mr. Taylor. No, sir, I don't know. I won't be late tomorrow nor the day after that, I swear.
Well, you pull your finger out.
Drive bell's loose again.
I was checked on Friday, Maud.
You can smell burning. I'll check them all.
Bert! Get your toolbox. Check the drive belt over the machine.
Violet hurries over to Maud.
Ta. We meet Mondays and Thursdays if you're interested. The Ellen's Pharmacy.
Hey, Maud!
Mr. Taylor comes up behind her.
That package get the Buckleys yesterday.
George had his chest again. Sonny took it out for me this morning.
Violet glances at Taylor as he walks past. Maud, Violet, and Violet's teenage daughter enter the changing area.
You ready?
This is my oldest. Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Later, the women file out of the laundry.
It is men who have all legal rights over our children. It is men who control our economic existence.
Who's that?
It is men who hold the deeds to our property.
MP's wife, Mrs. Alton. She's here at Christmas giving out tangerines to the children.
And the Prime Minister, Mr. Asquith, has agreed to a hearing of testimonies of working women up and down the country. We have an opportunity to demonstrate that as women are equal to men in their labours, so they should be equal to men in their right to vote.
You've never laboured in your life.
This is your moment to come forward and speak up, and I will choose one person from this laundry to deliver their testimony at the House of Commons. These will be heard by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Mr. Lloyd George.
No one cares, love.
Some of us do, Mrs. Coleman. So shut your bleeding cake hole.
Thank you for your support. Votes for women. Ladies, votes for women. The power is in your hands. Thank you, ladies.
Go on.
Votes for women. Thank you.
Mummy! Hello, kids. Give me half a mug.
Violet catches up with Maud.
Are you going to give your testimony then? Mr. Taylor's a good employer. To you, he is.
Take that back.
I can't take back what I see.
You've been here less than a month.
And? I've been doing laundry work ever since I was 13. Maggie's only 12 and she's in here already. It's as tough for us women as it's ever been. We've got to do whatever we can, however we can.
What, like smashing windows? It's not respectable.
Mr. Angle, what's respectable? If you want me to respect the law, then make the law respectable.
Later, Maud sits at home with husband Sonny and son George.
So, Georgie, this is six.
Yeah.
You ready? You watching?
Sonny places coins on one elbow and flips them into his hand.
You got yours?
Maud slides her pay packet across the wooden table to Sonny, who quickly opens it.
See Mrs. Alton today? Want some of the women to go to Parliament. She thinks we should be paid more.
On her high horse again.
Sonny stands proudly before a portrait of the monarch.
Say goodnight to the King, George.
George marches over and salutes the pitcher.
Good night, sir.
Good boy.
Next day, Maud takes George by the hand to a chemist called Ellen and Son.
Come on. Now, young sir, can you give me a big breath in, please? Good boy. And out. And now another big one, please. And a big breath out. Good boy. And a big breath in. Oh, yes. Here comes the 11 o'clock, just passing through the tunnel. Good. It's on time. Hey, he's all right.
The walls are covered in suffragette photos and medals.
You a suffragette, Mrs. Ellen?
Yes, but I consider myself more of a soldier, Mrs. Watts.
These women's testimonies make a difference.
Maybe. But as Mrs. Pankhurst says, it's deeds, not words, that will get us the vote.